Hey guys, please welcome to stage, Jeremy Scipio!
Hey guys, give it up for your host!
Hey guys, how's it going? You look at me like, yo, who the fuck are you? I'm working, I've been in a few things. I was in the NWA movie. I played the N. I was also on Fox News, I played the N. I come to talk about something important, man. I feel like a lot of people like to complain, say that Mexicans are taking all the jobs. I feel like there's a bigger issue in this country, something all white people taking all the black jobs. Iggy Azalea's a rapper. That chick Rachel Dawes all made it to the head of the NAACP. And now Donald Trump wants to run for president, taking all the black jobs. I like Donald Trump. He's like Kanye West, but for white people. Bro. So now y'all see how we feel. Like, so opens the mouth.
You know who fault this all is? It's fucking Hillary. This is Hillary's fault. You know that? Like she did it. She couldn't beat the one dude that was like easy. Like, you know, it's fucking easy. You beat him. Knock him down. Truth is, black people didn't believe in her. That's what happened. They didn't believe in her. She was like, I do carry hot sauce in my purse. You're lying. You fucking liar. And if you do carry hot sauce, it's Frank's Red Hot. It ain't the real shit. It ain't the real shit. Carry Sweet Baby Ray's in your purse. Stop out that shit. Bring a duffel bag with you on the podium. You carry the purse since 98. What the fuck are you talking about? You wear pants. Trust you. Hillary got a dick. That's what it's Hillary's fault. This is all Hillary's fault. I like your laugh, man. It's like,
police horses, what the fuck do they do? Purpose of a police horse, you know what I mean? Like, you can't get pulled over by a police horse. You know what I mean? My car has 500 horses in it. You can't stop me. I don't know if that's like some type of subliminal, like, you know, old Wild West slavery plantation bullshit, like, just reminding you how I could be around here. Move, nigga.
Trying to rectify the situation. I tried to join Black Lives Matter, but the website was down. I was like, do we need like Indian Lives Matter and Asian Lives Matter to help us with this black matter? I feel like in a perfect world, it'd be like, hello, Black Lives Matter, how can I help you? Press one, press two, you, no matter what you press, it'd be like, please hold. Like, what the fuck, I gotta hold? Supposed to be the Black Lives Matter, this is a black emergency, I need help. Black Lives Matter should be like black people's 911, because you know black people, we can't call 911 anymore, you know. Black people calling 911 is like saying Candyman three times in the mirror.
I don't know if you've ever been to a black church, but when they start playing the music, for some reason, all the old black people forget what was wrong with them and start dancing. They come on their walker and they're like, oh, hey baby, thank you. Oh, he's forgetting the door or whatever. He's like, dun, 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 dun. And then afterwards, when they're done, the music stops, ladies go like, oh, my back.
Oh, Lord Jesus, help me.
I get up to the altar, and we like, Sister Patterson wanted us to pray for her. They wanted her to pray for her knees. Like, yeah, just pray for my knees. Like, you were just dancing a couple of seconds ago.
This week was participating in the most awkward argument I ever had in my entire life. Before I continue, has anybody ever had an argument butt naked before? So you just got never been in love. That's what. That's what real love is, when she's yelling at you and her titty shaking, you're trying to pay attention. And she's being serious, and she's like, yo, listen to me! I'm like, babe, she's like, you never listen to me! I'm trying to make a point, you don't listen! point is that it's cold in here. It's hard to pay attention. Whatever.